The Grammy Awards are coming up, and from the Saturday Light Brigade Studios, we're pleased to welcome Grammy Award nominee Mark Oblinger. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Oh, doing great, Larry. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Where do we reach you this morning?
I'm in Colorado, so it's a bit earlier than where you are.
Oh, it is. Thanks for being up so early this morning. We really appreciate it. You've done something wonderful, which is come up with a way to introduce kids, and in some cases, I imagine their families as well, mm-hmm. to classic jazz and its associated idioms. Your album that's been nominated is called Jumpin' Jazz Kids, A Swinging Jungle Tale. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, yeah, that's the title of the record. It's really, the music is really kind of what pop music was in a lot of ways when I was growing up. And it was Ella Fitzgerald and Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, music that was, considered pop music. It was jazz, but it was kind of the standard music of the day. So when my kids were little, not that long ago, but a good while ago, that was the kind of music that I wanted to play and kind of introduce them to, because it was comfort food for me. It was like, well, this is what I grew up with. And so that's where the music idea came from. And the other part of it was that there's a story that's involved in the CD, and we were always reading stories and telling stories and making them up, myself and my kids. And actually the title, the main character in the story that's in Jumpin' Jazz Kids, A Swingin' Jungle Tale, is named Claire, and that's the name of my daughter. She was an easy target there for the main character for the story. And my son Kyle also was in the new book version of the story that we have coming out soon. So that's really where it kind of started with, for me, was the music that was I grew up with. So it was like, well, let's share that with a new younger audience, because a lot of the music that is out there, especially for children, was folk-based, and I love that stuff, but there wasn't a lot of music that was jazz or that kind of traditional pop standard-based, so that's why I wanted to kind of bring that forward.
Did your parents stress storytelling growing up and also listening to any classic jazz recordings? It sounds like that must have been the case in your upbringing.
The thing is, not really. I mean, it was just kind of in the house and kind of something that I gravitated towards music anyway. And back in the day, we listened to records, and I had, I remember listening to a record of Peter and the Wolf years ago, and that was kind of the basis of where this started. It was an orchestral score with a story, and that's kind of what we ended up doing too. We added an orchestra arrangement underneath all of these songs, and so it has this very kind of grand size to it at times, which is really fun. And I actually got to work with an orchestra to do this, and it's amazing to be able to have that many people playing their instruments underneath you singing. I understand now why the singers of the 40s and the 50s loved recording so much, because it's an incredible experience to have that sound underneath you when you're singing.
I know too. You have involved some notable jazz musicians in this recording too, not just a full orchestra.
Sure.
I seem to remember that Hubert Laws, the flautist, is there. Is that right?
Absolutely, Hubert's there. He's an old friend of my music partner in this, Steve Barta, that has done a lot of jazz records for the last 30 years, and he used Hubert on something years and years ago, and he played with another great famous flutist named Herbie Mann. Steve did, and Hubert was available, and we asked him about playing on it, and he loved the idea right from the beginning, and we had a song that was titled Hector the Hummingbird, and we changed it in Hubert's honor to Hubert Hummingbird, and he plays the flute solo on that, and and you can kind of imagine that the flute that he's playing, it sounds like a little bird that's kind of flying around left and right, up and down, so his flute playing actually became the impetus for how the song was arranged.
Let's take a listen to that, and then we'll continue our conversation. Thanks, Mark.
Great.
Hang on.
Thank
now.
You. Uh-huh. Here we go. Thank you.
Well, I'm a little guy, light as a feather or two, called a hummingbird, cause humming is what I do. I got two tiny wings, go fast as they can, to drink from every flower in the jungle, that's my plan. Whenever I can be found, I always make this sound. Come on and join me this time around. Everybody say hmm. Say hmm. Everybody say hmm. Say hmm. Well, I'm a hummingbird, it's true, cause humming is what I do. Well, let me introduce myself. Hubert is my name, I'd really like to stay, but drinking nectar is my game. I got a long beak for getting inside the blossom. If people get a taste of this, everybody wants some. Wherever I can be found, I always make this sound. Come on and join me this time around. Everybody say mm. Say mm. Everybody say mm. Say mm. Well, I'm a hummingbird, it's true, cause humming is what I do. Ooh. I can be blue, red, yellow, pink, and green. Prettiest bunch of colors you ever did see. You gotta move fast to catch a glimpse of me. Ain't like those other birds hanging in the trees and eating worms. A different kind of guy. I hum as well as I fly. Gonna dip my wings and I'll be out of sight. Everybody say mm. Say mm. Everybody say mm. Say mm. Well, I'm a hummingbird, it's true, cause humming is what I do. Well, I'm a hummingbird, it's true, cause humming is what I do.
Jumpin' Jazz Kids, the name of the Grammy Award-nominated CD, best album, children's album, and you heard Hubert there playing along there, and it's what a great flute part, and it's a pleasure to have Mark Oblinger here with us. Mark, that had to be so much fun to hear Hubert Laws play music that you were involved in writing. I just can't imagine.
It was incredible. I mean, the experience in the studio with all three of the featured artists that we have, every one of them just wonderful to work with. And like in that case, most of that stuff that you heard on the Hubert solo was just his first take. He's that good, and just sort of explained the concept. And I got to sing with him. Al Jarreau ended up singing the ending vocal, but I got to sing with Hubert in the studio to tell him kind of where, because it's kind of a dance between the vocal that's singing and the flute part. And so I got to do that with him, work right with him doing during the recording, and it was just really fun. But I say all three of our Al Jarreau and Dee Dee Bridgewater, so much fun to work with, and all those guys were very happy to do a record for for children that is sort of highlights the music that they love and that they like to, that they've been involved with their entire life. And so it was really everybody was happy to be part of it, so it was really great for us. And actually, I just wanted to let you know too, we're doing a show at during Grammy Week. We're doing a show at Club Nokia in LA on Friday. We're going to go out on Thursday before the Grammys are on Sunday. Next Sunday, we go out on Thursday, do a rehearsal with our celebrities and our band, because we don't get to play very much yet. So we're just working on getting out there on the road, and then on Friday morning we'll do a big show with with everybody.
And so you'll really you'll have the jazz quintet and the symphony orchestra, and also Algiro, D.D. Bridgewater, and Hubert Laws too.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my
gosh. won't be a symphony, and that's the thing of beauty about this. We do it as a jazz quartet, also just straight up. Piano, bass, drums, and I play guitar on some of the songs, but I don't. Most of the time, we do. I won't play guitar, but every song that's on the CD has a sort of a dance movement that goes with it. And so, as we do the monkey swing and we do Welcome to the Shake and Rumble, where the elephants are dancing, there's a dance that's kind of built in, and I teach the dance on stage with the kids and moms and dads who very much like to jump up and dance with us too. And so each song has a very fun component to it. So it's really fun. The show is just a blast to do for us and for the audience.
Well, and one of the nice parts of the CD, too, is in addition to encouraging and fostering a love of jazz and swing and orchestral music, you are encouraging a love of great narrative. And also kids have a great launching point to continue the narrative with the characters that you create. Let's take a listen to Do the Monkey Swing. But look, Nebo, look, Leo, but monkey band playing in a swinging tree. Oh, a big gorilla with a gray goatee. The chimp says, gorilla, can I play this gig?
He said, swing not, save ye the kindred.
Do the monkey swing. Do the monkey swing. When you ain't got time to do a thing, do the monkey swing. Swinging baby every day. Gorilla daddy-o had this to say. Chimp, if you want to swing it, have no fear. You gotta dig in, daddy, dig it deep, you hear. Do the monkey swing. Do the monkey swing. When you ain't got time to do a thing, do the monkey swing. All the other apes in the jungle used to hang around just to see what it takes to be cool when you're swinging like an ape in a tree. Uh-huh. All the other apes in the jungle used to hang around just to see what it takes to be cool when you're swinging like an ape in a tree. So you orangutans, gibbons, and chimps beware. If you swing with this band, well, you can't be square. Gorilla said this band is a monkey thing. So chimp, you better not gig if you cannot swing. Do the monkey swing. Do the monkey swing. When you ain't got time to do a thing, do the monkey swing. Do the monkey swing. Do the monkey swing from the Saturday Light Brigade Studios. Mark Obliger is in Colorado now, and we just have a few more minutes to talk. You heard Do the Monkey Swing from his Grammy Award nominated album, Jumpin' Jazz Kids, Swingin' Jungle Tale, which is nominated for Best Children's Album. That had to be exciting just to learn of that nomination. What was it like to learn of that? Are you notified by phone or by mail?
Oh, you know what? It was funny because it was the way they, at least that I understand it, I think everybody got the nomination. Process was it came up online. There was a Grammy nomination concert on that date, and I can't remember exactly when it was, but I had tickets to a basketball game with a friend, so I went to the game, and It was very loud in there, and I knew that the nominations were going to come up online, and my wife and my daughter, Claire, kept searching to see what it was, and they kept refreshing the page so it would come up. And I called them right around the time I thought it would be, and the team, basketball team, had just scored a basket, so it was very loud, and all I could hear on the phone, my cell phone in the background, was this screaming and jumping up and down, so I couldn't talk to them because they couldn't hear me anyway, but I could tell from that we had won a nomination. So it was very, very, very exciting. You know, I've been in the business for a long time, so to get an award, to get a nomination like that was just such a rewarding experience for all of us. So
yeah, this,
very great experience.
This isn't an overnight thing for you. I know it's been a lot of hard work. And
yes.
I wish you the best, and I hope maybe your travels will take you to Pittsburgh sometime. I think Pittsburgh would really embrace D.D. Bridgewater and Hubert Laws and Al Jarreau performing in this kind of setting, whether it be the quintet or the orchestra. I think it would be mm-hmm. fun to listen to. And it's a great album. It reminds you that the Grammys do curate and select great stuff. Jumpin' Jazz
Kids, yes,
a swing.
I just say I feel very fortunate to be in a group of nominees. I've listened to all the CDs, and they're all very, very, very good. So it's a good state of time. It's a good time for children's music, I think.
It really is. Mark, anything else you'd like to mention in our last few seconds?
Well, just to thank everybody for their support, and I sure hope you love the CD and get to listen to it. And really, for kids, that this is all about using your imagination to create the world that you would like to live in, and not only in the artistic things you do, but in your everyday life. And I think that's such an important component of success and our future. So keep dreaming. It's the place to be.
Thanks, Mark. And jumpinjazzkids.com is the website. You can learn more there. Thank you so very much for being here with us this morning.
Well, thank you very much, too. Thanks, Larry.